Welcome to the very first episode of Scrubs and Giggles, Medical Student Edition. I'm Javier Cruz, your energetic, definitely over-caffeinated moderator. And today, we are diagnosing disaster, literally.
Because what better way to kick off this podcast than by laughing at the exact moments we thought we were med school geniuses and turned out to be glorified WebMD interns?
Speak for yourselves. I knew that rash was viral. Until the dermatology consult told me it was just spaghetti sauce.
Today's episode is titled, That Time You Confidently Diagnosed and Were Completely Wrong. We've got four stories lined up from real med students who boldly and hilariously misfired their diagnosis cannon.
Oh, and in true med student fashion, we'll also throw in a rapid-fire round where clinical chaos meets zero hesitation and even less context.
Yes, we'll laugh, we'll cringe, we'll wonder how we ever got into med school. And then we'll ask you to send us eight your boss most embarrassing diagnosis disasters.
That's right. If you've ever walked into a patient room, looked at a rash, and declared it chickenpox with the confidence of Dr. House, only to find out it was eczema, you're in the right place.
Or if you ever confidently said zebra when it was clearly horse, we need your story.
Subscribe to the channel, like, share, and leave a comment from wherever you're listening. We'd love to hear your stories.
We'll rotate every week through different themes: clinical blunders, patient encounters gone sideways, exam fails, and everything in between. But it's always the same mission: laugh through the chaos of med school.
Because if we don't laugh, we cry into our anatomy flashcards.
With snacks. Always with snacks.
So buckle in, grab your stethoscope or emotional support water bottle, and get ready for our first story. This is Scrubs and Giggles, and class is officially in session. All right, let's kick off our first diagnosis disaster with a story from second-year med student Taylor. During my internal medicine rotation, I was feeling myself. I'd been nailing differentials all week. So when our patient came in with fever, fatigue, and these weird red spots under his fingernails, I went full Sherlock Holmes. I pulled my attending aside and whispered dramatically, "It's endocarditis, classic Janeway lesions."
Uh-oh.
I even did the "you might want to write this down" head nod. My attending raised one eyebrow and said, "Interesting, except he slammed his finger in a car door yesterday. And the fever? Viral sinusitis, but great imagination."
No!
That's the academic version of getting dunked on in front of your whole team.
You've got to respect the confidence. Came in like Gregory House, left like the patient.
At least Taylor didn't start antibiotics based on vibes alone. That would have been next level med student energy.
I once confidently said a patient had hypervolemia when they were literally fainting from dehydration. Like, bone dry. Sahara level dry.
Been there. I once said a woman had ascending cholangitis because her skin looked yellow. She was just under really bad fluorescent lighting.
You know what's wild? That in the moment, you believe you're right. Like your brain goes, yes, this is your moment, claim it.
Then the labs hit and the moment claims you.
Exactly. It's the journey from confidence to confusion to quiet, awkward documentation.
Also known as Monday.
Also known as our entire clinical year.
To be fair, it's not just about being wrong. It's about learning from being wrong. Then retelling it with dramatic flair and sound effects.
And if you've got one of those stories, you know what to do. Leave us a comment from wherever you're listening. We see you, Spotify warriors.
Let's keep the diagnostic train wreck rolling. Story block B is coming up next. Okay, next up. We've got a story from Noah, a third-year student who had way too much faith in his gut instinct. I was doing a shadow shift in the emergency department, and this older gentleman came in with sharp lower right abdominal pain. I immediately whispered to the resident, "Appendicitis, no doubt." I was so sure, like chest out. This is my moment, kind of sure.
Oh no, this setup is already stressing me out.
The resident didn't say anything. He just looked at me and said, "Okay, let's go check the ultrasound for his kidney stones." Turns out the guy had a history of chronic kidney stones and had passed one literally 10 minutes before walking in.
So much confidence, so little kidney.
You can almost hear the sound of his ego deflating in real time.
Look, abdominal pain is the med student's worst enemy. It's like opening WebMD. There's 47 options, and all of them lead to see your doctor.
You could throw a dart at a diagnosis board and still be just as accurate.
I once told my attending a patient had gallstones because they had general discomfort after eating. The real issue? Lactose intolerance. They had a milkshake. I got grilled in front of 5 interns.
I once told someone they had a hernia. It was a belt buckle. The patient literally said, "Sweetheart, that's my jeans."
Okay, that one wins.
I feel like the moral of these stories is listen, observe, and stop diagnosing based on vibes.
Vibes-based medicine is a very bold approach.
It's only ever right in movies and med school daydreams.
And sometimes not even then.
All right, take a deep breath. We've still got more misdiagnoses, more misplaced confidence, and way more secondhand embarrassment coming up.
After the break, by which I mean 12 seconds of us fake regrouping, we'll be back with the mid-show check-in.
Whew, we're only halfway through, and I already feel like I need to apologize to every attending I've ever worked with.
I need to apologize to one specific patient and their appendix and their actual doctor who had to clean up my diagnosis disaster.
It's wild how you walk into clinical years thinking you're the main character. And by week 2, you're just a confused extra in someone else's case presentation.
With a stethoscope, you forgot to calibrate and coffee on your white coat.
But hey, the fact that we can look back and laugh, that's growth, right? Emotional maturity?
Or denial. Either way, we're thriving.
And if you've ever made a bold, beautiful, and completely wrong diagnosis, leave a comment where you're listening. Misery loves company, and we are accepting new members daily.
All right, deep breath, MedFam. Coming up next, we've got more diagnostic disasters, including one involving a psych rotation and some very misplaced smugness.
Spoiler, it did not end with an accurate psych eval.
Okay, this one's from Andrew, a student rotating through psychiatry. Buckle up, this is smug med student energy at its finest. I was a few weeks into my psych rotation and starting to feel pretty sharp. A woman came in with sudden weakness in her legs, and I immediately leaned over and told the attending, "This screams conversion disorder." I even explained the Freudian mechanism behind it. I was so sure.
Freud would be proud.
Except it wasn't. The attending let me finish my very passionate psych explanation, then ordered a neuroconsult. MRI showed Guillain-Barré syndrome. I think my soul left my body during rounds the next day.
Conversion disorder? That's a swing. That's a whole bat flip.
Honestly, I admire the dedication to the psychiatric plot twist. Wrong diagnosis, but solid theatrics.
It's giving, I took one behavioral science lecture, and now I diagnose through energy fields.
Look, we've all done it. You learn about one condition, and suddenly everyone has it.
I once diagnosed 3 consecutive patients with diabetes because I just learned about HbA1c. One of them was a kid with a scraped knee.
I did the same thing with Lyme disease. For like a month, in winter, in Arizona.
Peak med student behavior is walking in with a rare diagnosis based entirely on vibes and yesterday's lecture slides.
And forgetting that common things are common.
But where's the drama in that?
We're here for the drama and the occasional crash course in humility.
Let's keep the momentum going. Story block D is up next, and trust me, it's a facepalm. This one's from Priya. Patient came in with facial droop. I walked in confident, looked my attending dead in the eye, and said, "Classic Bell's palsy, case closed." He paused, stared at me, and said, "He's having a stroke. Call neurology." I've never wanted to disappear more.
Oh my God, that's rough.
She went all in on Bell's palsy. Respect, but also yikes.
I can literally feel the air get sucked out of the room in that moment.
This is why you never say classic unless you're absolutely sure. And even then, don't.
It's always the strokes that humble you the fastest. Like, nothing shuts down your confidence faster.
Especially when you're trying to impress your attending and end up diagnosing the wrong cranial nerve disorder.
And strokes are sneaky. They show up looking like everything except a stroke sometimes.
I once thought a guy was just sleepy. Turned out he had a TIA. I gave him juice.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
I thought a woman was drunk. She was hypoglycemic. I offered her a chair and she needed an ICU bed.
Okay, but chairs are important.
Let's rapid fire some mini diagnosis meltdowns next. Lightning round of shame coming up. All right, time for the rapid fire round. Short stories, big diagnostic fails. Let's go.
I told my team the patient had jaundice. It was just the yellow room lighting.
Confidently said it was cellulitis. It was a sunburn from a beach trip.
Diagnosed a UTI from back pain. CT showed kidney stones and a whole lot of nope.
told a child they had measles, stickers, from craft time.
Called a petechial rash, it was glitter. Actual glitter from their sibling's art project.
I diagnosed appendicitis because of rebound tenderness. They had just done 200 sit-ups.
Patient said chest pressure. I went full MI mode. He was just wearing a too tight hoodie.
Thought the patient had meningitis. They were hungover, like tequila and regrets level hungover.
That might be my favorite so far.
I once asked for a psych consult, for a patient doing guided meditation.
That feels targeted.
These are the stories that bind us in shared shame.
And humble us, not just a little.
All right, one final story block left. Time to wrap this episode in style.
Outer time is next. Let's bring it home. Well, team, we came, we diagnosed, we failed spectacularly.
But at least we failed with flair and sometimes glitter.
And questionable lighting.
What did we learn today?
That confidence is great until it isn't. Especially when you're diagnosing in a yellow painted room.
That rare diseases are called rare for a reason.
And that maybe, just maybe, we should stop trying to impress our attendings with big words and instead, I don't know, ask questions?
Revolutionary.
Also, don't trust stickers. They're out here causing clinical confusion.
Let's do some quick reflection. Favorite moment from today?
That psych rotation story. Freud would have wept.
The Bell's palsy versus stroke story still hurts.
For me, the guy in the hoodie being diagnosed with an MI, I'm never trusting fashion again.
And yet you wore Crocs into clinic last week.
Function over fashion. Don't judge me.
This was such a strong start. I feel like we've truly baptized this podcast in med student chaos.
And this is just the beginning.
Next week's theme, clinical blunders. If you've ever been asked to assist and ended up breaking something or someone, that episode is for you.
We want the stories of stethoscope fails, wrong patient rooms, and every time you forgot how to use your own hands.
And while you wait for that, leave a comment from wherever you're listening. We want your worst diagnostic whoopsies. And no, you're not alone.
We've got your back. We just might also roast you a little, lovingly.
Because this is Scrubs and Giggles, where the medicine is sometimes wrong, but the laughs are always right.
Say it louder.
Until next time, keep your differentials wide.
Your stethoscope's clean.
And your ego's in check.